This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing from the Kim Monson Newsroom. Washington. The United States and Israel launched a massive joint assault on Iran early Saturday, striking approximately 500 targets across 24 provinces and killing Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in an airstrike on his Tehran compound, according to Israeli, Iranian, and American officials. Khamenei, who had ruled Iran for 36 years as its supreme authority, was confirmed dead by Iranian state media. Two Israeli officials had earlier confirmed his death to the Associated Press. Satellite photos showed Khamenei's residence destroyed. President Trump confirmed the death on Truth Social, calling Khamenei one of the most evil people in history, and describing the moment as the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The joint operation, designated Operation Epic Fury by the United States and Operation Roaring Lion by Israel, involved approximately 200 Israeli fighter aircraft supported by American F-22s and aerial refueling tankers. The USS Gerald R. Ford and USS Abraham Lincoln carrier strike groups were deployed to the region, with the Ford positioned in the eastern Mediterranean. The strikes targeted IRGC command and control facilities, air defenses, missile and drone launch sites, and military airfields. Iran's nuclear infrastructure, including enrichment facilities at Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan, was also hit. Satellite photos showed damage at the Iranian naval base at Konarak, with at least one vessel burning at the pier. Beyond Khamenei, the strikes reportedly killed IRGC commander Mohammad Pakpour and defense minister Aziz Nasser Zadeh, citing three sources familiar with the operations. The Israeli military also confirmed killing the secretary of Iran's Defense Council, a close advisor to Khamenei. Iranian state media, citing the Red Crescent, said at least 201 people had been killed and more than 700 injured across the 24 targeted provinces. In the southern city of Minab, at least 108 people were killed when the Shajar-e-Tayyibeh Girls Elementary School was struck, and two others were killed at a school east of Tehran, Al Jazeera reported. Iran launched retaliatory ballistic missile and drone strikes within hours, targeting countries across the region including Bahrain, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Iranian missiles struck the United States Navy's 5th Fleet headquarters in Bahrain, which Bahraini officials called a treacherous attack. In Kuwait, three troops were injured by shrapnel from strikes that hit Ali Al Salem Air Base. Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar said their air defenses engaged Iranian ballistic missiles, while a drone struck Kuwait International Airport. Trump responded that heavy and pinpoint bombing would continue uninterrupted through the week or as long as necessary to achieve our objective. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned the Security Council that military action carries the risk of igniting a chain of events that no one can control in the most volatile region of the world, calling for an immediate cessation of hostilities. Saudi Arabia condemned the Iranian retaliatory strikes in the strongest terms and warned of dire consequences. Norway's foreign minister said the initial assault was not in line with international law. Canada expressed support for the United States operation, with Prime Minister Mark Carney affirming Israel's right to defend itself and backing the United States acting to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Khamenei's death creates an unprecedented leadership vacuum in the Islamic Republic. Under Iran's constitution, the 88-member Assembly of Experts selects the next supreme leader. The simultaneous loss of the supreme leader, the IRGC commander, and the defense minister leaves the regime facing what Fortune described as a command and control crisis without precedent in the Islamic Republic's 47-year history. The operation followed months of massive anti-government protests across Iran. The human rights activist news agency confirmed more than 7,000 deaths in the regime's crackdown on demonstrators, while the government acknowledged more than 3,000 killed. And now, Kim's perspective. Kim's perspective. The fall of Ayatollah Khamenei marks the end of a 36-year reign of terror that bankrolled Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis while brutalizing the Iranian people. the men and women who filled Iran's streets by the millions in recent months, risking their lives for freedom, now face the question that will define their nation's future. Can they seize this moment before another authoritarian fills the void? Americans should watch closely, because what unfolds in Tehran will shape the security of the free world for a generation. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.